Hey there, blogging lady. Welcome back to another episode of the Boss Lady Bloggers Podcast. This is going to be a video episode. I'm bringing you my strategy for scheduling Pinterest pins super quickly and efficiently, and I've seen amazing results by doing this strategy that I'm going to show you today. So if you're on Apple Podcasts, make sure you hop over to Spotify instead, look up Boss Lady Bloggers Podcast and find this episode, and I will link it below actually in the show notes for a quick link. But this is a video episode and you can watch on Spotify, and let's just dive right in. But before I do, I want to let you guys know that I am doing this beta blog coaching program, and this is going to be the ultimate program that's going to help you increase your traffic and make money in 8 weeks time. We're going to be doing weekly one-on-one blog coaching calls, and we're going to talk all about increasing your SEO, your Pinterest, getting blog traffic using 2024 strategies, and we're going to build a product together that your audience is going to love, and so you can actually sell and make money. I'm so excited about this blog coaching program, and it's the most affordable blog coaching program that I've ever offered. So I want to let you know that that is coming very, very soon. Okay, that's all I have to say about that. But let's get into this new strategy. So if you open up your Canva, you want to search for a pin. So we can just search pin. We are going to look for a pin template, super easy one. So this looks very good to me. So I'm going to click this and we're going to press customize this template. Now, if we open up our ChatGPT, I want you to type in here. So let's say we have a blog post on blog traffic So how to, please give me 10 different titles for my blog post, how to increase blog traffic. Okay, so it's going to give me 10 different titles that we can use as Pinterest pins, but I want to ask it to shorten them. There we go. Now this is good. And then we can also ask it to like keep the how-to if you want to, but this is good enough for me right now. So whatever you want to title it or whatever you want to ask it, just ask it to generate 10 pin titles or 10 titles or whatever you want to ask it, okay? So we have 10 of them. Now I want, because they have quotations in here, I'm going to actually ask it to take out the quotations. Take out quotations. Okay, so now we have a good list of 10. Now we're going to ask it to please generate pin descriptions for each of these and make them a minimum of 300 characters. And then we're going to also say, put this into a table. So there we go. It's going to generate some really good. You might want to like edit these a tiny bit to put in your own keywords in here. But yeah, so it's going to be super easy to do because it did it for you. And then you just have to insert like better keywords. So make sure you're doing your Pinterest SEO and your keyword research. Okay, so we have that. Now I want you to copy the list that it gave you of 10. And we are going to make this super simple. So it can't have like two text or like two text boxes, you know? So we're going to delete this and we're just going to keep it like that. And then right here, we're going to go over to apps. We're going to look up bulk. And then we're going to press this bulk create, enter data manually. We're going to delete this row. So you just left click on it and then you can delete the row. And we're going to delete these. Now we're going to paste. So you can do Ctrl V to paste that in and press done. Okay, so now we have that. Now you want to click on this text again, go up to these three little dots and go down to connect data and press name. So now you can press continue down here at the left and generate 10 designs. So there we have it. All of this has been inserted within these pins. Now all we have to do is just resize them and make them a little bit bigger. So resize all of them. Super easy. Make sure they're centered. Resize. I'm not going to do all of these, but I just want to let you know the gist of it. Or actually, I might be using these pins, so why not just do it right? And then we want to add your own branding colors, the colors that you have chosen that match your blog's branding. And of course, you want to edit all of the images. So before you even put in the text, you could probably just put in this template. So let me redo this. So like, add your colors. Add in an image, but I like to do that later. And then we can generate the 10 designs and our colors will populate in with the text. Now all we have to do is just resize these and center them and then add in photos. So I already have lots and lots and lots of photos uploaded that are stock images that match my brand. So I'm gonna go search for them. All the way down here, of course. Yeah, here. Okay, so then we add in our images and make sure the images are relating to your actual pin, you know what I mean? So like, you wouldn't want to put like a desk if you're talking about like cleaning. You'd want to put like some cleaning images and make sure they like match the like colors that you chose and the colors of your blog. We want to always have a consistent branding theme for our pins as well. Okay, there we go. Now we can resize all of these. So here's where the fun part goes. And of course, make sure you edit your site. So this is the fun part. Now we can press share. We want to find the Pinterest. If it's not showing here, make sure you can press more and then it'll be here. So social Pinterest. And then we can go to ChatGPT and basically just copy the title and paste it there. And copy the description and paste it in the description. And then make sure, like I said, to update this and put in like more keywords. You really do have to rewrite them, unfortunately. Or I could have asked ChatGPT when I was doing the descriptions to please put in all blog traffic keywords. That would have been easier, but yeah. So, and then we can press the destination website. Now, it's very important to know that you shouldn't post the same link every day. So, like, you don't want to publish all of these to the same blog post link, if that makes sense. You want to spread them out by, like, a day or, like, by a week, you know what I mean? Because, and all to different boards. You wouldn't want to put the same link on a different, or, like, on the same board with the same image, you know what I mean? Like, you have to spread these out. So for this one, I'm going to use a blog traffic post. So I'm going to go to my blog. I'm going to go to blog traffic. Search up all the posts that I have on those. And oops. something's showing up. I know I have blog traffic. There we go. Strategies to increase blog traffic. Copy this link to my blog post, put it here, and then I can press publish now. But before, and then it'll go right like directly to my Pinterest. So this is a process, and once you do it like often, you'll just, you know, have that flow, but it's gonna make me put in these all over again. Make sure you have a checklist. I usually just have a checklist by me to make sure that I'm doing everything correctly so I don't have to go back a million times like I have. And then press publish now. And it's going to go to that board that you selected. So, and then what I like to do is just delete this because Pinterest never wants to see the same image. So delete it. You have to always have new images for your posts. Okay, this one. Put in your website, press share, Pinterest, go to ChatGPT, paste the title, paste the description, and a different blog post on blog traffic. And press a different board, remember. So choose another board. I'm gonna search for blog traffic board and press publish. Now you can do that for all of the rest of them, but make sure that they're all different links to different boards. And this is how you really can get really good results with Pinterest. And it's so easy. Like, all these images are basically done. You just gotta, you know, tweak a couple things. And then you can pin it right from Canva. So it's so simple, so easy. And yeah, I hope this was helpful. Remember, I am launching the Blog Growth Lab very soon. It's super exciting. I'm going to be talking all about it on my email list. If you want on my email list, you can sign up to my freebie down below, which is the Blog Monetization Method Masterclass. And I also have the new Bloggers Foundations Masterclass also coming up very soon. I'm going to show you a little bit about it. So coming soon, are you finally ready to monetize your blog and get the results that you're so ready for? In this new masterclass, I'm going to show you the foundations that you need in order to make your blogging business a huge success. We're going to learn the mindset shift that you need to make, how to systemize your blogging biz, the only three things that you need to grow, the biggest mistakes that you're making, and what will actually make you money. We're going to be talking all about the juiciest details. Plus, you get access to my new Blog Lady Hub, a free resource library that you can also join below, and community that is filled with tools, videos, workbooks, and resources, which are designed to help you up-level your mindset and create a plan of action to start, grow, and monetize your blog to the amount of success that you desire. So if you want to join the Blogging Business Foundation's waitlist, this is a free masterclass, then you can go sign up below as well. So that is all I have for you guys today. I'm super excited to launch the Blog Growth Lab. And yeah, that's like kind of like the next steps from here. And I'll just keep on my podcast and on my blog, I'm going to be sharing lots of tips on how to monetize your blog with digital products and services, including coaching, and how to increase your blog traffic and marketing strategies for 2024. So excited. Stay tuned.